Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV.
Man, I have to say, Mike Marr came into me during the last break, and it was kind of talked about yesterday. He's feeling maybe a Chick-fil-A, maybe some nuggets, a little tailgate before the game, get hyped. If anybody wants to help the boys out this morning.
So a day of game, yes. Tailgate.
Yes. Yes. He loves Chick-fil-A breakfast. He thinks it's the best thing ever.
I'm up for anything. He's personally requesting Chick-fil-A. What is it actually on your menu item? Like, what do you want, number one?
Probably the chicken minis.
The chicken minis?
Those are silly. And this could be the difference. You know, divisional round matchup. Who knows, man? This could be...
Us getting breakfast from a listener could be the difference.
It could be the X factor.
All right.
If anybody out there wants to help the boys out... Chick-fil-A minis. How many? What do we need? Like, how does that work? Do they sell them, like, 6 at a time or something?
Probably a decent spread. I mean, like, a platter would be silly, yeah. But that might be reaching a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe like 8 a person.
He's starting to get a taste on the free stuff.
He's
hustle.
Starting to like that, yeah.
And he's starting to reach, like, he's...
Right.
You know.
All right, so if anybody has...
He's learning from Valdez.
Has access, works at a Chick-fil-A.
Jason. Sure.
Or just wants to freaking Uber Eats us some food.
Yeah, hook us up.
That'd be great.
We're shameless. Right,
is essentially what it comes down to. Isn't that ultimately
you want,
what
if
it
you
comes
want
down
some props?
To, yeah.
Yeah,
we'll give you a little on-air attention.
ADs.
We'll mention
we'll
your
give
Twitter
you some ADs.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I see. Is Anthony Armstrong on the line?
Think so.
I think he is.
All right, Anthony Armstrong, who's a former receiver here in Washington, host of Believe in Commanders podcast. What's up, Anthony?
What's going on? I'm waiting to make my order for some chicken minis as well.
Right?
Yeah.
You want that.
Spicy deluxe, man. I want the spicy deluxe.
Spicy
That's
deluxe?
That's your go-to?
That early?
And Anthony, right. We're hungry, bro. We are hungry.
Hey, man. Look, if y'all talking about food, I know you're hungry at this time of morning. Yeah. Y'all did not eat breakfast.
Yeah.
All right, so how are you feeling, man? This has been an incredible run. You know, I was saying earlier, Anthony, that, you know, I've kind of, listen, the Lions, that organization hasn't done anything, but they're good right now. I mean, that's a good team.
Right
I can't
now,
make fun of it.
They're hot now.
You know, they don't have the history we have. I definitely have. I feel like we're better than them, but they got a great team. And I'm looking at them. And I got 15 wins, and then I keep reminding myself, we got 13 wins. It's not like we're an 8-9 team or a Ron team with a losing record or backed into the playoffs. You know?
No.
Right. This why is everybody squad. Got? Why are we 10-point dogs and everybody just
down to 8.5?
Why is everybody just assuming we're gonna get smoked?
Man, I can't call it. I've been trying to figure it out myself because I mean it is an explosive offense and you can't disrespect that squad because I mean, they put 50 on people twice. They score 40 multiple times, but I don't know what type of adversity they've been through. I know they've had a lot of injuries. Okay, but on the field adversity, Washington has done it 7-8 times. They've won multiple ways, and I don't see why they can't come up with another one in Detroit. So that's why I think Washington has a little bit of confidence about them because they've been through some stuff. You know that one guy who's always gotten A's, never had to ask the teacher for help, but the other kid's over there grinding. He's studying. He's doing tutoring. That's what Washington is. Mm. I think they're going to score a higher grade this Saturday.
Mm. I like that. Yeah, I like that confidence,
sure.
Case.
It's funny.
I like Anthony's confidence that he – films videos of himself watching the games wearing his own jersey. Right. That's confidence. You're wearing your own jersey in the videos. I like that about you, Anthony.
Hey, man, look, the fandom has grown throughout the season, right? It's just everything has grown, and now it's like, shoot, man. I got a whole gallery of, like, just responses of the end game of the season. I'll post that later on because it's been hilarious. I've been running down the street. My neighbors think I'm crazy.
dude, hey, do you have more pride now? Because I was saying, I have the Jaden jersey, and now, I want to wear it places, and I'm afraid of jinxing. But, the last 20 years, I've been kind of embarrassed to wear anything. Literally, I just leave it in the closet.
Right. No, you're right, 100%. I mean, I didn't want to bring stuff out. Everybody's like, oh, you used to play? And like, I played with Washington. They're like, oh, okay. How was that? And I'm like, it was fine. Like, it was good. But then now people are texting me, like, how about those Commanders? I'm like, I'm selling you a ticket to the bandwagon. Come on over because things are good now.
Right. Hey, can I bust your balls a little bit?
By the way, Anthony, you wouldn't even – when's the last time you were – did you live in Ashburn when you were playing for the Skins?
Yeah, just outside of Broadland.
Broadland, that's where I live. You wouldn't even recognize it now.
I've been up there the past couple of years, though. We've come to the training camp.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's just crazy how much it's...
It does look crazy. Got some big-ass buildings around.
It's all the data centers. It's nuts.
Anthony, can I bust your balls for a second? So Cakes directed me to your Twitter, and I'm checking out these videos of you going nuts. Dude, you got wires showing underneath your TV. You got to step up your game.
You got to clean it up?
Hey, man, look, that is something that... When I moved in, I didn't have a TV mounted, and there's errors in my ways, but I can always get that fixed. We can always get that redone, and when I do, I'll make sure I send you a picture.
There you go. By the way, shout out to Sam Barbieri, who Venmo'd me $50.
Nice.
Got to start on some chicken. He put a little chicken head on
it. Better send some to Anthony.
Shout out to Sam.
Anthony's going to be upset. He's not included. Yeah.
All right, so Anthony, we got 50 towards whatever.
Yeah. Anthony, let's go to break this down a little bit. So the Commanders' offense, of course, has been great, but the defense all season long hasn't been able to stop the run. What are they going to do? If you were Joe Witt, what are they going to do to slow down this prolific Detroit Lions offense, which has two really good running backs? Jahmyr Gibbs is averaging almost 6 yards a pop. What do they do?
Man, I tell you, it's almost pick your poison, but the one thing that you could say is Ben Johnson is going to have some wrinkles. Initially I'm thinking try to throw Marshawn on Jameson and see if you can slow down that speed with some physicality at the line of scrimmage, but Ben's just going to put him in motion and do bunching and just break away from having that press coverage. So you got to put the focus on Jahmyr Gibbs, right? How are you going to stop him? He's explosive. I mean, obviously you got Montgomery back, but man, hopefully you can, bring an extra person in the backfield or in the box, I should say, who can cover Jahmyr and run up and tackle. Maybe a Quan Martin, is Jeremy Chinn fast enough to kind of, be in that mix. But looking back at the game against Tampa and the game against Buffalo, they have trouble against running quarterback. And then on that flip side, if you can force them to throw the ball, it's going to come down to scoring points and make Detroit make decisions because they've always played from the front. They've always played from the front. Washington has the experience of playing from behind multiple times.
Anthony, from watching Detroit on film, what makes Amon-Ra so special? He finished number 2 in the NFL in catches of the 115. He was top 5 in receiving yards and number 3 in receiving touchdowns of 12. He's not the biggest guy. He's not the fastest guy. He's just he's a technician when it comes to route running and he's super tough. Yeah. What makes him so special?
Man, it's those things, but he has that same unselfish trait that Terry has, right? He's fine to run some other routes that are going to get other people open, and that's worked well in this offense. So he knows he's going to get his opportunities. He's hella consistent. When you got a quarterback like Jared Goff, he needs to have that trust to throw the ball early before you're even looking. Amon-Ra's made a hell of a career out of it, and he's a guy that plays with a chip on his shoulder. It's out there, so he's a problem if you let him. If you let him get loose, but it's going to be interesting how they try to match up with all these wide receivers.
What is your take on? I've always made the argument just because I'm a homer, though, that we have weapons and they could do that. They can fill the roles. They're not household names. They don't put up big numbers. And I think this year, for the first time ever, it's kind of played out that way a little bit. Diami stepped up. Oz has made some plays. Noah Brown, when he was here, he was a weapon. When he was healthy, he was a weapon. What do you see in those guys other than Terry? Because you've been in that role before. But, how valuable are those guys?
Man, I tell you, it's always been wide receiver two by committee, and that includes running backs as well with screen games and things like that. But Diami is the guy who I'm so excited to see him come on as of late, right? I think you're missing that downfield presence, and it's something that you've been missing all year. Mm-hmm. You know, Jaden does a great job pushing the ball downfield and is selective when he does it, but it's generally been to Terry. You know, there's been a few shots to Diami, but since he's been able to add the intermediate game and the intermediate receptions to his game, now he can be on the field more often, and you can really open up that offense. I love seeing how Cliff has moved Terry around because of how teams are treating him. And with Diami being a consistent threat out there, hell, I think that's going to help him grow. It's going to give this offense a little bit more of a dynamic, or you can't just go horizontal, you know, because, I mean, the Lions are fast at linebacker. You know, they can run horizontally, and they do a great job getting underneath play action. But I think Diami can make a play this game, get behind those safeties, and you know, if you can hit a couple haymakers, you know, you're going to give yourself a chance in this one.
What are you seeing with B-Rob? Because, you know, we'd have him on every week for most of the season. Last couple of weeks, he's kind of been MIA a little bit. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know. And he's been struggling. And I like the kid. And he's very, like, he's kind of a soft-spoken guy, actually, thoughtful. Yeah. But the production isn't there. And I've always tied it to, like, Biadasz being out and the struggles with the offensive line. But maybe I don't know, maybe he's banged up. Didn't seem to be breaking any tackles. I don't see a lot of holes there. But I don't know. You tell me. What do you see?
Man, you know, I see a guy that's really just trying to get back on to the way things were a little bit earlier. You know, just got to play free. You know, just go out there and be confident. You know, you got 60 minutes of football. And the one thing you make, it's like you're thinking about the football. You get what I'm saying? Like the ball, like, I don't want to lose it. Like, you're not going to fumble the ball. All right, you're a badass man. All right, just run hard, run fast, and run with vision. You got to get back to playing football like you did when you grew up, like, you know, when you first came into this league and you were starting tearing things up. That's where you got to get back to. So right now, I think it's all mental. It's all mental, and he's going to be able to get out of this. He's going to get out of this funk because it's a fast track up there, and we need you this weekend. So I don't know if he's up, if he's paying attention or not, but we need you this weekend, B-Rob.
So you feel good about the game?
I do. Yeah. I do. I mean, there's no reason to come in here and not feel good. I mean, the game against Philly, it started out, what, 14-0 real quick. Mm-hmm. And then it changed quickly. Yeah, 5 turnovers were there, but they still came back and won. Same vibe against Atlanta. And, I mean, if you look at it, Atlanta was an explosive offense. Philly was an explosive offense. Detroit's an explosive offense. So, hey, why not? You know, there's no reason. We've got 13 wins now. It's not like y'all expected it coming in. You might as well go in this thing confident as ever.
We had this guy on yesterday, Mike Valenti, who does radio in Detroit, and he said, you know, to beat Detroit, you have to just get after Goff. You know, you have to get after him, but you have to also have to make him throw, because he tends to turn it over a little bit sometimes if you make him throw it a bunch of times. But besides Marshawn, obviously, and whoever he's going to cover, who are some of the other key guys defensively?
Man, obviously, Luvu and Wagner. Those two right there have been just game changers for this defense. Luvu getting after the quarterback, and then, frankly, getting up underneath some of those passes. He's been able to bait some quarterbacks into some decisions. And you talk about getting after Goff. I go all the way back to the Super Bowl against the Patriots, and I think about that last play-action pass. It was a little rollout, and then they blitzed somebody right in Goff's face, and he instinctively threw it to the hot route. But Bill Belichick was very smart in that he put somebody to cover the hot route because he knew the ball was going there. With all that said, Jared Goff is a guy who plays within a system. He's going to do the same thing. He's going to play, you know, he's going to follow his read. If you're able to throw off his reads a little bit, just like you're saying, and the fella said in Detroit, you can make him make some mistakes. So time of possession, and then force them to throw the ball like you're talking about. You got to score points. You got to score a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
There's a recipe to beating this team. And frankly, you know, if they're in that down position, this is something that we're going to have to see if they can answer. You know, Washington's been here before. It's house money. They ain't got nothing to worry about. All the pressure's on Detroit.
It's house money, right. Where are you watching the game, by the way?
Probably going to be here at the crib just like I have been for the past few weeks with that jersey sweatshirt on because it's working.
Yeah.
It's working. I don't want to change it
up. Keep working it.
I hear you, man.
Joined by Anthony Armstrong, former Washington wide receiver on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. All right, give us a prediction, Anthony.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Ooh, the prediction is this. Washington, one more point than Detroit. That's all that matters. Let's move on to the next game.
I like it. There that's good enough for me.
That's Anthony Armstrong, host of Believe in Commanders podcast. Thanks all for joining us, man.
It was great.
Yeah,
man.
Appreciate y'all. Have a good one. Yeah,
all right. Thanks, take care, buddy.
Still to come on the show, we've got Charlie Casley, former Washington GM, won some Super Bowls. He'll join us at 8. Scott Abraham at 9. Hey, let me fill you in on the Burgundy and Gold pregame show. Tomorrow, starting at 6, Honor Brewing Company in Sterling. That's where you should be, Jason Bishop. We'll get you hyped for the Commanders at Lions.
Honor.
That's Honor Brewing Company in Sterling. That's 42604 Trade West Drive. So that's tomorrow, starting at 6 in Sterling, Virginia.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.